Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There are hungry kids in Pella. What's new with one of the free summer lunch programs? Let's go in depth with Pastor Sophie Mathenay Vanderwell, Lori Ellingson, and Katie Alley with Second Reformed Church. So, Pastor, how many years has Second Reformed been doing this summer lunch program for kids?
So we started in the summer of 2013, which means that it's been 5 years, but this will be our sixth summer of doing the Summer Sack Lunch Ministry.
And it's really grown.
Oh, yes. Our first day we handed out one bag.
Okay.
And now we approximately average about 50 bags or 50 lunches a day.
And what days of the week?
Monday through Friday, okay. 12 to 12:30.
How does this fit in with the mission of the church?
Well, I think it's feeding people, reaching out to children, being present in the community, all of that fits in with the mission that Jesus Christ gave to the church. Go and preach the good news, feed the hungry, comfort the sick, all of that. So.
Well, you responded to me like, well, Bob, you should know that. I should know exactly how it fits in. But I think sometimes
yes.
we need to remind
Absolutely.
People of that, don't we, Lori?
Yes, I think it's critical that we reach the needs of people that that are out there. We may not know who they are. But in Pella, there's still a significant population of kids who receive free or reduced price lunches during the school year. And when summer starts, that can be an economic stressor for families that that we could help with. We have a mission, I think, at Second Church that we want to cover that. And we have an extended group of volunteers and donors that feel very good about this mission. And our group of volunteers is increasing, and that goes along with the number of lunches that we're distributing specifically last summer, over 2,700 over the summer.
The fact that kids go hungry in Pella isn't what everybody thinks. I mean, people think that Pella is a prosperous community and that everybody's doing just fine for the most part. Are people stunned or surprised when you tell them about the program?
There are many people who question why we need this or why we should do this, and that's okay. They can question this, and our goal is to just make sure that kids get lunch. It's just really simple. We just want kids to get lunch.
And it might be that they might not go hungry in the traditional sense. They might get to eat, but they may not get to eat kind of a well-balanced diet. Simply for economic reasons. I mean, that it's expensive. The other thing is that, you know, families have to juggle priorities. And so sometimes making sure your kids get lunch means that there are other areas of life that then get stretched or stressed. So to a certain extent, we're not talking about the kind of hunger that we've seen on television in the third world or something like that, but it's still hunger in America. And I think anywhere in America, there's more hunger than we imagine.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about the free summer lunch program for kids with Pastor Sophie Mathenay Vanderwell, Lori Ellingson, and Katie Alley with Second Reformed Church. And Katie, this will be your first year helping out.
That's correct.
Well, how's it going so far?
It's great so far. I'm enjoying being in Pella and learning about the community and the different neighborhoods, and I'm excited to be a part of this ministry.
And this is something you're doing this summer as part of your studies in seminary.
That's correct. Every student after their second year of seminary does a 10-week-long full-time pastoral internship. And so mine is here at Second Reformed and includes being a part of the summer sack lunch.
Tell us some of the things that'll happen, you know, just in a typical day of the sack lunch program. So first, I guess there's a new site to mention, correct?
That's correct. Lunches will not only be served at the Burbank Apartments, but also at the playground, which is just south of the church building. So volunteers will come to the church around 10:30 each weekday morning to prep the lunches, make sandwiches, put the bags together. And then at 12 o'clock, the lunches will be distributed at each site.
Both sites are really important. One is where a lot of kids are with respect to the apartments, but I really like the proximity to the library from your playground. It's just like no distance at all. I mean, what, half a block or something? That's great. Library is a real asset, and maybe they can go over afterwards before.
We're hoping to partner with the library in a specific way. We're going to serve Monday through Friday here, just like Katie said, starting at noon. But if the library wants to do a program, and we've heard that they do, to offer some enrichment, maybe read to the kids before or after they pick up their lunch, offer some books that they could take home, read when they're home, maybe bring them back or maybe not. I mean, we're excited about this partnership, and the logistics of being so close to the library is a big advantage.
Well, yeah, in those hot summer days, it'd be nice to have lunch and then just go sit and read or do some fun activity at the library. It's just like a perfect positioning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
How many kids do you think have you served in the past and you think you're going to serve this year? Is this really going to up things?
Well, you know, so much of this is unknown to us. It's a little bit like when we first started 5 years ago. We didn't know where we were going. So this time, too, we know we have a sense of how things will go at the Burbank Apartments, but how they will go here on the church playground, we're not sure. But and we don't know if some of the kids who go to Burbank will start migrating here because they live closer, or whether it'll reach a whole new group of kids. But we'll just start small, and our way of doing it has always been to kind of keep track of how things are going and to sort of correct our course as we go during the summer. So we'll start probably having a few, you know, 5 to 10 lunches on our deck right by the playground here. And if more children come, then we'll just quickly go make more. And the next day we'll have more available. And that's sort of the way we started 5 years ago. That's the way we'll do it this time as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the free summer lunch program for kids with Pastor Sophie Mathenay Vanderwell, Lori Ellingson, and Katie Alley with Second Reformed Church. When I saw as I walked in a sign-up sheet, what's that in the entry to the church?
We are hoping that people will come as volunteers and sign up there. It's great help for us to know how many people are going to show up every day to help put the lunches together, to help clean vegetables or package up our fruit. We're encouraging volunteers. If people are interested, please walk into the gathering space, which is just right off the sidewalk there on Broadway or on Liberty. Sign up for a day. Sign up for one day a week. We love to have volunteers, and it's a great time of community. We get a lot of joy out of this program, and I think our volunteers get a lot of satisfaction out of thinking that they're helping people that day.
We've had volunteers from the Lutheran Church very regularly in the last few years. Looks like now we're going to have volunteers from First Reformed Church. We've had other groups, moms groups, Kiwanis, just take a day or sign up throughout the summer. So, you know, all you have to do is call the church, 628-3982, and talk to Katie or me, And we'd be glad to connect you with the volunteer sheets. So
it must be so rewarding to help feed hungry kids. I mean, and it's not like you're asking for some high-skilled labor here or hard work. It's just putting sandwiches together and fruit and whatever for the sack lunch.
Yeah, I think it's great because in the summer, I think it's something that families can do together. Kids know how to put grapes in a bag or put together a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And so it doesn't have to be something that is just for adults to come together and do, but a way for young people to also help serve their neighbors.
Okay, so the kids learn the importance of helping other people. That if you bring your kid,
absolutely,
grandkid,
definitely,
absolutely,
then maybe they'll see friends and they can play, they can eat together. Is that part of the deal there?
Oh, sure. I think it validates our program a lot if kids that are coming to grab a lunch see somebody that they've known at school. Sure, they say hi, they play, or they just chat for a few minutes and they go on their way. We've been very excited to see the kids from our church or other churches come and help us. It's been good.
What if I'm dad or grandpa or mom, whoever, and I'm hungry too? Can I eat?
We've never denied somebody who needs a bag. Officially, we say that the bags are for children, but we have been known to give a pregnant mother or someone a bag, especially if there's leftover.
Kindness can't really stop when there's need.
Correct.
There, right?
Correct.
I mean, so give me the times again, the dates, when it starts and when it concludes, and locations.
Yes, we're going to start June 4th, and we're going to go through August 17. And we will be at two locations. Our first location, which has been the last 5 years, is behind the Burbank Apartments, and that address is 408 East 13th Street, right across the street from the public high school football field. There is a gazebo in that backyard, and we set up there. The second site, which is brand new for us, is going to be on the playground south of our church building on 612 Broadway Street. We will have lunches available from 12 to 12:30, and we are welcoming any children who want to be there. We're excited to be at two locations, and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Lori, can you think back to, say, one special moment that makes this all worthwhile for you?
Sure. A few years ago, a couple of us were handing out lunches, and a little girl came up to grab her lunch, and she'd been there before. And she said thanks and skipped away, and suddenly stopped and turned around, and we could see that she was thinking, and the wheels were turning in her head, and she said to us, "Do you guys just like to make lunch?" And yes, that's it. We just like to make lunch. And that pretty much sums up the program.
Thanks to Pastor Sophie Mathenay Vanderwell, Lori Ellingson, and Katie Alley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.